Cognoscenti commentator and innovation expert Julie Wittischlack has noticed a curious trend in her emails, the missing personal pronoun. Are these truncated sentences signs of a cultural shift toward self-effacement or just economy of style in a thumb-typing age?
I recently received this email from the CEO of a startup, a young man eager to do business with my company. "Was wondering if we could schedule a follow-up next week with you," he wrote. "Would love the opportunity to earn your business and help your team. Can envision many positive synergies." Notice the lack of personal pronouns in his message? It's typical, at least in my line of work, where practically every other email opens with, "Great talking with you," usually followed by an exclamation point. And I admit that I often end my notes with a, "Looking forward to hearing from you," or, "Can't wait!" exclamation point. But signing off is one thing. Omitting "I" from every sentence in the message is another. What's behind this growing trend toward telegraphic text? Don't know. Thumb typing on smartphones is one obvious answer. And in fairness to the harried typist, it's not as though we need the personal pronoun to understand the meaning of the message. So, okay, the fewer characters, the better. But when the missing character isn't just a letter, but the writer, that absent "I" begins to feel more curious. Are we developing a culture of self-effacement? I am a feisty baby boomer who works with a lot of Gen Xers and millennials. At the risk of stereotyping, I've noticed that these younger generations tend to be conflict-averse. They avoid explicit disagreements with others. But are they shunning self-assertion in language as well? Seeing use of the personal pronoun as somehow confrontational or unseemly? Or is the opposite dynamic at work? Do people not feel the need for personal pronouns because, after all, who else is there but me? Perhaps this is just linguistic evolution at work, as we slough off flowery, needless formalities in favor of more direct speech. Still, I worry that it reflects just how flat-out crazed we are, too time-starved either to write complete sentences or to read them. Hope that's not true. Would make me sad.
Julie Wittischlack leads the product innovation team for Boston-based Communispace Corporation, a consumer collaboration company. She's also a contributor to the WBUR Ideas and Opinion page, Cognoscenti. You can find her essay and many others at WBUR.org.